Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ein Lechem Truma Bekesef Maaser Sheni. A person cannot purchase Truma with Maaser Sheni money. He's purchasing food in Yerushalayim. He shouldn't purchase Truma Mepnei Shum Memay Bachilase because it limits the people who can eat from it. Only Kehanim can eat from Truma. And so by purchasing Truma with Maaser Sheni money, he's limiting that this Maaser Sheni can only be eaten by Kehanim. And that's not allowed according to the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. Reb Shimon Matir, and Reb Shimon, he allows people to buy Truma with Maaser Sheni money. And he's not concerned of the potential that there may not be someone to eat it and it may go to waste. Amar Lahem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said to the Rabbanon who disagreed with him, and Reb Shimon questioned them, Ma'im heikal b'zivchei shlamim, if we were lenient, the Torah allows a person to purchase meat from a carbon shlamim with his maaser sheni money, shumevi'in l'dei pigol v'naiser v'tamei, that it can lead to many potential causes that he would not be able to eat this meat of maaser sheni money. And that would be because the carbon shlamim can potentially become pigol, which happens when the Avodah is done with the intention to eat the carbon after the time that it's supposed to be eaten by, or in the wrong place, v'naisar, or it could become nicer where the meat is actually left beyond the time limit of when it's supposed to be eaten, or tamei, it can become tamei. If either of these three things happen, it becomes pasul and it becomes usur to eat. So Rav Shimon is saying, we find that you're allowed to take your Maaser Sheni money and buy a carbon shlamim, even though it leads to a potential of ruining the meat, that it won't be able to be eaten if it becomes pigle, nicer, and tummy. And we're not concerned that you may come to ruin this Maaser Sheni money that people won't be able to eat from it. So Leinakal b'truma, surely we should be lenient regarding truma and allow a person to buy truma that doesn't have those issues. And a kayan can eat from it at all times. Just limits that a kayan, but there's no other issue, so why should it be a problem? Amrulai, the Chachamim said back to Reb Shimon, no, ma em heikel v'zifchei shlamim, just because we're lenient regarding purchasing carbon shlamim, shein mutarim lazarim, that's something that's allowed to be eaten by a non-kayan. So that the amount of people that are able to eat from it are still the same. All Kehanim will be in Israel and can still eat from it. So just because we are lenient with making it a carbon shlamim, nakel b'truma she'asur l'zarim, you want to be makel, to be lenient and allow the purchase of truma with maaser sheni money that's forbidden for a non-kayan, that much you can't do. The Rabbanim were more concerned of limiting the amount of people that you can eat it, and they did not use the fact that it could be you can purchase a carbon shlamim. That's not a reason why you should be able to purchase truma. Mishnah Gimel. Misha Hayalei Mais B'Yerushalayim. Someone who had Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. V'tzarech lahem, and he needs them for other purposes other than food purposes that he otherwise would not able to spend the Maaser Sheni money on. So what should he do? Normally, he has to purchase food items with the Maaser Sheni money, but here he needs it for other purposes. So there's a way out. L'chaveir peris, if his friend has fruit, these are regular chulin fruit, and his friend doesn't mind transferring the kedusha from the money to the fruit, that his friend's fruit should become kaddish with Maaser Sheni status. So then, Armel l'chaveir, he can say to his friend, Harei hamayis ha'elu mechlon al perisecha. The money that I have, their Maaser Sheni Kedusha should be transferred onto your produce. And then there's a transfer. Nimtza Zayachal Periseya Batara. It's going to come out that his friend is going to eat the fruit Batara. He's going to have to remain Tar because he's going to have to treat it as Maaser Sheni. And it's going to have all the halachas of Maaser Sheni. It has to be eaten your Yerushalayim and everything. And the other one with the money, Isa Tzarkei B'Maisa, if he can do his needs with his money, he can spend it on whatever he wants, even non-food related items. However, but he shouldn't do so with Am Arts. He shouldn't transfer his Maaser Sheni from his money onto fruit of Am Arts, because the Am Arts is not careful with Tumah V'Tarah, and he may make the fruit Tameh, and therefore don't put the Maaser Sheni on those fruit that he may make Tameh. However, there's an exception, Ela B'dmai. Regarding D'mai, you could go and transfer the Maaser Sheni money from D'mai onto the produce of Amar. It's D'mai, we spoke about a lot in Mezeflis D'mai. D'mai is produce purchased from Amar Arts that, although the majority of them in the times of the Mishnayos, they took off Maaser, there was a significant minority that didn't, and the Rabbanan were concerned about that, and therefore the Rabbanan obligated those that purchased produce from Am Arts to take off Maisers again. And those fruit are called Demai, and it's questionable whether Maiser was taken off before, and there's a rabbinic obligation to take off Maiser again. So he has Maiser Sheni that was taken off from Demai, which is only a rabbinic obligation, and therefore it's more lenient, and therefore, he is allowed to transfer the Kedusha from the money of the Maaser Sheni of D'mai onto produce of Am Haaretz, even though there's a potential that it may become Tameh.